It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody that we trust very well to bring us all the local news. It is Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
All right, Rocco, thank you.
Fantastic, Dave. I do have one of your stories on the ledger here for this morning's segment, but first we'll start with one that your colleague Kevin Martin penned. This was in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, as development plans are moving forward here in the city of Elyria, although this particular set of plans is being met with a bit of opposition in terms of some traffic issues that it could potentially cause. So, Dave, what's the latest from Kevin on this?
Well, it wouldn't be Chestnut Commons without traffic issues there, Rocco. It's, you know, again, that whole area, which is anybody in the city who's driven through, or anybody from outside the city who's driven through, you know, can range from you know, from traffic nightmare to just plain, you know, traffic inconvenience on the other end of the spectrum. You know that the traffic issues there, and depending on whether or not the plans go through for the development of an Aldi and a Sheetz on that corner, might see some more traffic, cringeworthy traffic problems. The Sheetz report that was from some months ago, the city had announced that there were plans to put in a Sheetz over there. Not a lot of details. The Aldi bit is something that Kevin wrote about, and that would be a 21,000 square foot Aldi location, as you know, kind of a discount or lower priced not convenience store. I apologize, grocery store. $3.5 million total value of the of the construction property, all that, $4.5 million. That'd be 11 full time and 9 part time jobs. Payroll over $600,000, something that the city could use, some more jobs, some more development there. Also, 6,000 square foot Sheetz gas station and convenience store. Construction costs $4.5 million. Estimated value about $6 million. You know, you got the gas pumps there too, so that's sort of expensive, and probably a pretty good sized parking lot, and maybe 2 bays of gas pumps. 36 jobs, 18 full time, 18 part time.
Wow.
Payroll looking at about $720,000. These are two things that would go in over there. That's kind of right on the edge there. So there's also some considerations about tax increment financing, some JED considerations potentially in there. The major concerns would be traffic. How much more traffic is it going to put out on Stair 57 and on Chestnut Ridge Road? There's a lot of people who drive through there. The roads are kind of small, kind of crammed together. That's the whole reason they put in, the whole Reeser Point crossing, the whole out the back of the Walmart there. And obviously that's kind of caught up in, some of that is caught up in court issues. So, it's one of those things where, development comes at a cost. And what's the cost going to be, and what are Illyrians and motorists willing to put up with?
Yeah, and this is just very well written by Kevin, kind of, detailing some of the concerns. I like the ending here that he has. Food desert was the name of his final section here in this article, as Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield kind of talked about, maybe other areas in the city more so in need of grocery stores in areas like that. We'll see. We'll see how this all kind of turns out and shakes out here in the coming months with the plans for an Aldi and a Sheetz there over at Chestnut Commons. And like you said, it's really not Chestnut Commons area without talking about traffic. So great article by Kevin, and we thank you, Dave, for the breakdown on that. Dave, one story that you had over the weekend, I believe this can be found in Sunday's Chronicle Telegram. You can also read up on it on ChronicleT.com. Former 911 Director Harry Williamson, he's seemingly dropping this lawsuit against the Lorain County Commissioners, among other Lorain County officials, a lawsuit that we had kind of kept track of here on this program. Craig's had it in the WEOL News. What's the latest here?
Yeah, so at this point, it looks like the lawsuit is dead. One of those things about when you dismiss these lawsuits, when you voluntarily dismiss them, or when you do so without the court telling you you have to, or without the court kicking the lawsuit to the curb, when you voluntarily dismiss that, you basically have an entire additional year to refile. So this case was this. Lawsuit was dismissed what's called without prejudice. So if it had been dismissed with prejudice, he would not be able to refile it, but it is dismissed without prejudice, which means he still has another year to refile. But this lawsuit, this is a 24-page lawsuit filed just about a year ago, back in January of 2022, and Harry Williamson had alleged that he was wrongfully terminated from his county job as 911 director. That there was retaliation, there was intimidation, his civil rights were violated, and that county officials had destroyed public records, lied, tampered with public records, tampered with evidence, done all these other kinds of things to cover up some sort of conspiracy, to get rid of him. And much of this came out around the same time that that it was discovered that he was in a relationship, in a romantic relationship, with Republican Lorraine County Commissioner Michelle Hung. Williamson was a former AFL-CIO, Lorraine County AFL-CIO president, Democratic leader, generally speaking, the unions, Democratic powerhouses, but they backed Hung in the 2020 election. And then it turned out some months later that Harry Williamson and Michelle Hung were having an extramarital affair behind the backs of their respective spouses. And also, Hung had voted to hire Williamson, who was apparently her boyfriend at the time, for a $77,000 a year county job. Now, no criminal charges have arisen out of this. No ethics charges, ethics violations have arisen out of this, but the matter is still under investigation. Not just by the Ohio Auditor's Office, but also potentially, even though we wouldn't know because these things are not public, but potentially the Ohio Ethics Commission could take a crack at it as well. Because very simply, you're not allowed, under ethics rules to hire somebody that you're in a relationship with. It's just generally forbidden. So that's one of the big concerns there. The lawsuit so far, which was against County Commissioners David Moore and Matt Lundy, Lundy now a former commissioner, former county administrators Tom Williams and Jim Cordes, and some attorneys that had represented the county in legal matters. Williams said he made all sorts of accusations against those folks. His attorney did not return a phone call that I left for him, a phone message that I left, so you can comment on it, but we'll continue to follow up, and if he refiles, that'll be news again.
So we'll certainly keep an eye on that moving forward, and not to put my personal opinion in on this or anything like that, but the quote that you got from David Moore is actually a quote that he made back in January of last year, just in regards to the lawsuit and his thoughts on it. It was just kind of humorous to me, so I encourage all of our listeners to go check that out. Again, this was in Sunday's Chronicle Telegram. You can also read up more on ChronicleT.com. Again, as we are joined this morning by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Yeah, well, we've got some news. The celebrations are starting to get planned and starting to be underway for the Lorraine County Bicentennial, which is kind of a neat story. Proclamations being thrown out there, and the Bicentennial Committee making its making some headway on the planning process. Elyria was basically made the county seat on what is Valentine's Day. February 14th of 1823 was when Elyria was named the county seat of Lorraine County. So the connection between Elyria and Lorraine County, one being the county seat of the county. That's all kind of been in the news in the past couple of days, and will continue to be in the news down the line. So again, some meeting news out of North Ridgeville, out of Elyria City, and out of Lorraine City Council from my colleagues. Yeah, and some neat little things coming out of there as well. Bruce Bishop got some great photos of multiple marriages going on Valentine's Day at Elyria Municipal Court. So check that out, ChronicleT.com, or grab a print edition of the Chronicle Telegram.
There you go. You heard the man. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or find that digital e-edition online for all you tech-savvy folks at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here and my favorite time of the week. What is this week's Scanner story?
Well, we're going to go over Dateline Garfield Heights, again from Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. An assault was reported where a man beat at another motorist, and then her husband came out of a house on the corner and punched him smack in the face.
Hey, don't you beep at my wife. Bah. Oh,
Right?
man.
And again, as you know, as always, we do not encourage violence. We do not
No.
reward or encourage violence on this segment. But that was almost too good not to share.
That's
And you know, just sort of surprise road rage when you least expect it.
the wife there pulling the whole, you know, call the ambulance but not for me, Uno reverse card there, bringing the husband out of the house to come confront the beeping angry motorist behind her. Well played to the missus there. Right around Valentine's Day of all times too. So I'd say that guy scored himself some extra brownie points here on Valentine's Day. So fantastic scanner story as always, my friend. Again, we don't encourage violence, but it does always make for a entertaining scanner story. So Dave, again, thank you for your time this morning. For our listeners, if you want the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues there at the Chronicle Telegram, again, pick up a copy of the Chronicle today or find that digital e-edition online at chronicletea.com. Thank you, Dave, again, as always, my friend. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up again next Wednesday.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.